Welcome to Bowling Around the Peninsula, proudly brought to you by Boss Sports. On today's program, we will talk to Barbara Gilbert, Tournament Coordinator and Director from Bowls Victoria, about the Victorian Open and also about a new tournament coming up at the Mulgrave Country Club early in 2016. Anne Walsh will join us in the studio to discuss what's required for any of our listeners who may be interested in gaining their accreditation to becoming an umpire in our region. And our regular correspondent, RPP's bowls specialist, Michael Stanley, will also join us later in the program to share all the latest news in and around from the bowling on the peninsula. And now it's time to welcome your hostess, Pam Dind.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Barry.
Morning, all.
You're here, just on in time.
Apparently, yeah.
You race us in here, 1 minute to go. Anne Walsh, welcome, Anne.
Good morning, all, yes.
And Neil.
Good morning, Pam. Thanks. How's your week been?
Oh, it's been pretty hectic.
Gee, you spent a fair bit of time on the carpet Thursday afternoon there, mate.
How did
you go in the heat and all our bowlers listening?
It was actually Wednesday and it was terrible.
Gee, well, you spent 3.5 hours. How many ends was it? 76?
I think it's 76 bowls.
76 bowls, beg your pardon.
I think we walked 6 kilometres.
Mate, what a trooper.
Yeah, well, I got knocked out anyway, so I didn't have to play in the afternoon, which was even better.
Wow.
Okay, Barry, what's happening around the traps with you?
Ah, well, we're obviously building up now to that great Christmas that's just around the corner.
Yeah, lots of Chrissy presents for Dad and Mum and the kids.
Ah, yeah, people are starting to look. They're starting early and early every year, I find.
So, have you had any calls on the pop-up shops?
Not as yet, no.
There's a few tournaments coming up now.
Yeah, and the clubs, exactly. Yeah.
The clubs, if they are having their tournaments, being over the Christmas period, because there's such a big break, then they should contact you and you'll take your shop down to their bowling club.
Yeah, well, if in any way, you know, it adds to their day, because I know some of the tournaments have, they might invite other kinds of people with pop-up shops to make it more of a carnival-like day. We'll put a hand up for that any time. So.
I love that word, pop-up shops. We're having a pharmacy come, but I haven't heard about a pharmacy coming to a club, so bowls would be better.
Well, I don't know, some pretty good drugs out there. That could be a tough choice.
That's why they're coming, to sell some drugs.
Well, that's it. You give them enough drugs, they might buy something.
Oh, no, that's good. No, that'd be good, because you've come up to our club. And
we've been to most of the clubs at some point on the peninsula, and you know, we're always happy to come back and do it again and say if it adds to the day for the club, we're more than happy to do that any time. Just have to ring and give us the day and we'll be there.
And, I mean, there's a lot of people that can't drive.
That's right, exactly.
I mean, that's the reason why you go to the clubs. It's like having a mobile van, isn't it? In the sense that you can go there and unload and have all your stuff.
Even if it's only just taking orders. But for us, it's the value for us is more the PR. There's people, you know, putting a face to a name, as scary as it might be sometimes. That, you know, just to let them know that we do exist. A lot of people still aren't aware that where we are
but
exactly.
They can help you up too.
Oh, absolutely.
And place their order.
Yep.
I even said to someone the other day, if you want to buy something, you get it. I think we're talking about shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, says they're not right. Well, I'll take it back for you because they don't have a car.
Exactly. Well, we have get orders from Tasmania, from bowlers in Tasmania, ringing us up. So we ship to them and Lakes Entrance and places, more obscure places like that, who don't have local retailers.
So bowl shops around.
No, there's not. No.
That's the problem. Yes. So what's on today, Barry? Are you doing much?
Today, just another
tip. Opening the shop?
Yes, I'll be opening the shop at 9 o'clock. I'll be there, yes, yep, indeed. And I was a bit torn this morning about what to talk about, whether I should talk a little bit about myself, let the people know about me. Talk about a friend who I know who wants to leave home. But
no.
I'm very torn this morning as to what to do.
Talk about you, Barry, so they know.
A bit about me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's interesting enough.
Yeah, it is.
All right, well, I won't bore you for too long. I'll tell you just a few minutes. I had a pretty tough childhood growing up. When I was born, they turned my mother upside and spanked her bottom. It's true. My dad rushed in and said, is a boy or a girl? And the doctor said, yes. That was a worry. And until I started school, I thought my name was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, don't eat that. Jesus Christ, put that down. Jesus Christ, what's that smell? And of course, like all young men, I went through a rough period, you know, drinking and drugs and different women every night. Then I turned 13, so I got over that. I wasn't the smartest kid at school. I truly wasn't. No, I thought a psychopath was that lane for bicycles. I didn't. I always thought a pedophile was the thing ladies use on their nails. I did. And one day at school we had to have a debate on euthanasia. So what are we going against Asian teenagers? I can never understand that. Not at all. But my parents were reasonably good to me. They took me to the circus once, but I found my way home. That was all right. And my dad always said, you know, I've got the perfect face for radio. But so here I am, I guess.
So we're lucky we haven't got TV.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know how stupid a paper bag looks like on your head on TV? It looks ridiculous. But anyway, this week's special I've got for you, for all our listeners. Oh, yes, got to have one, got to have one. This week only, for any sets of bowls ordered and prepaid for, it's 10% off.
Wow.
All sets of bowls, just for this week.
There's not a big margin in there. There's
no margin. No, there's virtually no margin in bowls at all. That's the difficult thing. It's one of those things you have to have, obviously. But no, there's not much profit in a set of bowls at all. Yeah. But we're doing it for 1 week only, just for those who might be thinking about it for Christmas. This week is your chance to come in and pick up a bargain.
I have to talk to my Sid. I think I'd like a set of hot pig bowls.
Sounds great.
Because I've got a hot pig bowling arm that I haven't used yet.
That looks fantastic. You actually showed me that after last Saturday's program, Pam. I was very impressed.
I explain the bowling arm. I'm looking at it every day. No, I do have it because I have to teach as a coach. I have to be able to use a bowling arm and teach a coach on using a bowling arm, so that's what's in the car.
And great technique.
Yes, I told you.
You've definitely got that rocking motion.
So I'm going to sign you up, Neil.
Absolutely. Absolutely, but I was very impressed.
Just for the listeners, Neil Custerson is not a bowler. He doesn't know anything about bowling except that film Crackerjack. And he likes that bit about the cheese wheel. I said, we've got over that. We're lucky to get cheese in bowling clubs these days.
We want to know which of our listeners' clubs produces the best cheese wheel on a Saturday afternoon at afternoon tea time.
Well, they can ring us on 59751234.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay, that's a good plan. Thanks for coming in, Barry.
Oh, you're always welcome.
Good talking to you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Barry. That's Barry Irvine from Boss Sports, our show sponsor, and he does a terrific job and makes a special effort to come down here every Saturday morning into our studio. And we want to make sure that you get rewarded with plenty of listeners coming down and parting with their hard-earned, and obviously Barry looks after everybody that comes down to the store down here in Mornington, so please do yourself a favour, as Molly Meldrum would say, and get down to Boss Sports for the bowls specialist.
Thank you. I think we might go over to a weather break, but before we do, we just wanted to let the listeners know that the reason why our music, I've been told that there are people rumbling out there that we put too much music on, is that when we go to a music break, because we have to call people on it and you can't do it on air. So if they don't have their radio, their telephones on, or they switch them off, or they ring and they go to message bank, it's very difficult for us. So it has happened and we're sorry about that. But
yeah, technical difficulties, we put that down to, Pam.
That's right. So we'll, just as long as you know. Okay, so we should go over to a weather break now. Thanks, Neil.
No worries. Okay, for all our bowlers listening out there, today's Melbourne's forecast is cloudy with a medium chance of some showers. Obviously, we've got them this morning. There's a partly cloudy afternoon forming with winds south to southwest, 20 to 30 knots, turning later in the afternoon to south or southerly. And early afternoon, we might have a shower or two with current temperatures 13 degrees and today's top temperature expected as 17 degrees. Our first guest on our program this morning is Barbara Gilbert from Bowls Victoria. She's the Director and Tournament Coordinator and she joined us now. Welcome to Bowls Victoria. Welcome to Bowling Around the Peninsula. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you. Thanks.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
You still there?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Pam.
Oh, that's good. Okay, just a technical hiccup. How did the... Barbara was the coordinator of the Vic Open, so it's all over now and it's been put to bed, and I believe you're getting ready for next year, 2016.
We certainly are. We've got a little army of bowlers all over the place going out telling all bowlers that haven't been to the Vic Open to let them know how good it was and to encourage other people to enter. So we look forward to some bigger and better numbers next year.
So, Barb, we were talking the other night about the people. There were a lot of players came back, not a lot, but a few that I spoke to came back and said, oh, it was long days and all that sort of thing. But they don't have to enter in every event, do they?
No, they don't. You can go up there. Some people only enter the singles. Some people enter, say, the pairs and the triples. If you watch the final of the triples, all the players in both men and the women's were grassroots bowlers, and they'd won their way through what in people's minds are elite players and all of that, and it was just fantastic to see the grassroots bowlers out there representing us all.
Well, you can tell by the numbers that there are a lot of newies up there.
Oh, there was masses of new people. Look, there was even one lady, and I can't remember her name, from your area, was only her second year in bowls, and she rang me and I found her a pairs partner. I didn't really know that she hadn't really played much pairs, but the lady that she played with was so pleased to be able to, you know, help her understand the game of pairs. So, and she was a lady who's been around for a while and she was just happy to help that lady and they had a fantastic time.
Well, it was so good because I know that there were a lot of newies from our club, City of Frankston, that went up there. And what about that guy from Somerville that played against...
Nathan Wilson.
Yes.
21-20 in the sectional play.
Yes.
That would have given Nathan a run for his money.
Yes, how good was that?
No, that's what the event's all about. It's about people, I don't know, you know yourself, in different games of bowls you excel and anyone can win. Yeah. On the day. So that's what's so exciting about bowls.
Well, in the studio this morning is Anne Walsh, who's the umpire that actually attended and worked up at the Vic Open. So I thought you might like to know that Anne's sitting here and she's going to speak to the listeners about umpiring and accreditation and marking and all that sort of thing. So I just thought I'd let you know that she's here.
I mean, there was a group of people that came to do the umpire, and the umpires were... the leader of those was John Roberts, and he's in charge of the umpires for Bowls Victoria. But there was many people who came. He had record number. We had record number of entries. He had record number of umpires wanting to come up and participate there. I mean, there was even a lady who came from New South Wales to be an umpire, and they also enjoyed the event as well.
Yeah, that's so good. And again, it's good experience for the umpires too.
It's good experience for everybody.
How did you go? You had singles, so how'd you go for getting markers for the singles?
No, in the singles you have sections of three, the players mark.
Yeah.
And then there's two knockout rounds at the venue where the people play at, and the club supplies those markers.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad, is it?
We had 164 rinks going on the singles day. I'd hate to be finding markers for all those.
How did you go for 164? It's a bit like I run a program. I'm a coordinator for the Past Presidents Association down here, and I run organise a tournament for novice singles and pairs.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have to do that sort of thing with the novices because we end up with about 58 and I don't think we'd find 58 markers here.
No, it's impossible.
Not that we don't. You need half of that, of course. Tell me about the this new tournament that you've got, you're going to put up at Mulgrave in 2016. It sounds fantastic.
Well, now that the Vic Open's finished, I'll be really getting stuck into it. I need to have eight teams of six players for the men and eight teams of six players for the women. And it will be a Super Sixes, and it's being played at Mulgrave. Mulgrave are giving us $2,000 prize money for the men and $2,000 for the women. It's singles, pairs and triples. Each team would... It runs over 7 weeks. The seventh night is the final. Each team... will be divided into two sections, so each team only has to go there once a fortnight over a six-week period. So I'll be getting stuck into that, and I'll be chasing up a few people to see if they'd like to enter.
Okay, well, that'll be up on the website of Bowls Victoria, I'm sure.
Not as yet, but it will.
Will be, yes.
It'll be information on it, but I'll be just going out to different people to see if they're interested. I'm just trying to showcase it, to show people different formats of the game that can be played in a competition.
Yes. And that, it's a bit like the night pennant down here, or Twilight Bowls. It's going really well, but there are some people out there in the peninsula that can't get their head around the fact that we've got different formats.
But different formats is essential for our game, and, you know, like, we get newer people coming in, they're time poor, and you have to have quicker, smarter formats of the game.
Yes,
this game, that the Super Sixes will only go for 2.5 hours, roll-up will be at 6:45, starts at 7 o'clock and the game will be done and dusted by 9:30.
Sounds good. Mm. You got anything to say? Ask Anne?
No, just going back to the Vic Open, Barbara, I just found the different venues. I know you're at Shep Park and organising everything, and I went round to the satellite venues, and the hospitality from the different bowling clubs was wonderful, really wonderful. So, yeah, it was great. Great, great effort by everyone, I felt, and... And then when we went into Shepparton Park, it all came together and it was terrific. The atmosphere was fabulous. Yes.
Yeah, well, I spend a lot of time, you know, with the venues and with the venue managers, and they've actually become really good friends. I can rely on them. Look, they want to showcase their clubs and showcase the area, and they're just a pleasure to work with.
Mm. Well, that's great. So we look forward to Mulgrave Country Club in the new year, this new, what are you calling it? I'm sorry?
The Super Sixes.
The Super Six. That's it. I better write that down and keep promoting it, the Super Six.
Yeah, and it'd be great for people to come out and watch. And Anne, I'm hoping that you're going to be there as well.
Oh, at the Super Six, yes. I'll umpire if you require yep. me. Yes.
And Pam, let's hope you're playing.
Well, I spoke to someone that will remain nameless, and you will know her. And she said, "Oh, it's only for premier players."
Oh, rubbish!
So, you...
oh, we have a different conception, don't we?
Yes. Yeah, so I'll be. I said, "Well, I'll be putting my own team in." Thank you.
No,
anyway, thanks for talking to us this morning, Barbara. We look forward
okay.
to
look forward
seeing
to being around Pam and Anne. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, Barbara.
Thank
Bye.
You.
That was Barbara Gilbert, the tournament coordinator from Bowls Victoria.
So I think we'll just we might just go and have a chat to Anne, or do you want to go to a music stop? No, off to Anne. Okay, we've got Anne Walsh here now. I'll talk. Anne belongs to the umpire, or umpire's chairperson, aren't you? The umpire chairperson.
For the Flinders Bowling District.
That's right, yeah.
Where Sandra Lappin is the Peninsula Casey Director of Bowls.
Yeah, that's right.
Of umpiring, yes.
Now we're going to talk about this morning about reaccreditation or accreditation. Anne?
Yes. Well, the official accreditation course starts off with marker, measurer, national umpire, and then if they want to go on to the ITO exam. I think, and we have people that need to be reaccredited, and how the first step is you apply through Bowls Victoria website. You download the application form, fill it in, send it back to... Oh, get your secretary to sign it. Send it back to Bowls Victoria, and then they will forward it either to Sandra, if you're in the Peninsula Casey, or the FBD ones come directly to me. Sandra is holding a reaccreditation course, which is going to be held at the Mornington Civic Bowling Club, starting at 9, or being there at 9 for a 9:30 start on Monday the 23rd. Not much notice, so if you haven't got your application into Bowls Victoria, that course is too late. But along with the course, and Sandra has an invitation to all umpires, she was telling me, because she's going to have a question and answer. She's going to display how to use the timing of the green, whether it's synthetic or it's bent grass, because there's two systems. One system for the bent grass, which is the timing ramp, and one for the synthetic greens, which is the stopwatch. So we need to go over those with people. We also look at a couple of DVDs, and then she holds the exams. Now, with the reaccreditation program for markers and umpires, or measurers and umpires, it's an hour course.
Is that all?
That's all. That's people going on about it.
I know. Everyone's afraid that it goes...
Everybody's afraid.
Well, they're
not.
Thinking of the old days.
You know what it is? That's right. Yeah.
We've moved forward.
Yeah, we've
made it easier.
We've moved on. We've moved on to what is now a competency-based system. Whereas before we used to have... it was a marking out of 100. Now we have competency... or not yet competent. Now, if you become not yet competent, it just means that I think I've got 7 days
just like
or
a
month. No. It works in a different system now. What happens is
See, it's all changed.
It completely changed, and we're not getting this across to people. They just come back and we personally go over what they're not quite picking up, whether it's measuring or in relation to the questions. I can even do that over the phone, and I'll come to the person's club and I'll go over their measuring with them personally. Now, with the only taking 1 hour for reaccreditation of umpires, because we are losing umpires because it could be age, it could be... time, or it could be a little bit of fear that they're going
to
say 30 questions, right? No longer do you have that. You have these 5 questions, and then we have only 5 measuring situations, and then we have to sit down with them and we go through the law book, only the laws that have changed since they last accredited.
So
in other words, we have to go through...
That new crystal book's come out.
The new book, yes, and then those the new laws that have come out.
Mm.
So I think it's... I want to dispel people's fear about reaccrediting, and if anybody has any fear before they put their application forward in, I would gladly speak to them and tell them this.
Well, that's good. I might reaccredit now.
Of course you'll reaccredit. I'll tell Barbara if you don't.
Well, that might be naughty too. Now, what makes a good marker? This is important.
It is important because at the moment all the clubs are having their singles. So a good marker is one that, knows their distances. So therefore, if you think the jack is not quite 21 metres, but the players go, oh, fine, the marker can call the umpire. That's where she can override the players and call the umpire and measure for the 21 metres.
And how do you feel about club events where they're holding singles and there's no umpire there?
No, not good.
Not good?
Not good at all, no.
I stopped playing singles if they couldn't supply an umpire.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of it.
Yeah.
I gave away playing club games.
Yes. That is really sad.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hopefully in all situations umpires can be supplied. But, of course, people can't play it on the designated day, so you might have one rink only playing... Because someone...
That's what
but
I mean.
That's exceptional circumstances. And, well, even if they ring you up or something, if you're an umpire, you should... you should go, what's going on behind the scenes here? There's signs to each other.
It's like being at school here.
It is a
little,
bit.
You know, that little...
It's a bit different.
Placard
I'm glad
that goes
it's not
up.
Television, you know, Barb's...
It's like that... Yeah, when I've been on television, they put up placards and it's like ad lib, yeah. It's all right, Neil's being naughty. Anyway, what else are we going to talk about this umpire? When are you running a course again?
Well, actually, FBT. When I get some applications in, because I don't have any at the moment, but I will do them once a month. I'm supposed to do them every 6 weeks, according to Bowls Australia.
So if I can't go to the... If there's not enough being done on the PBD area, and if I want to re-accredit, could I come into your area?
Of course.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, yes. Whoever's holding the course, you can go to. But Sandra's in charge of the paperwork, really.
Okay,
so,
all right. That's good. And... all right, so that everyone out there, and I know that there's a lot of umpires, especially at City of Frankston, that need reaccreditation, but
well, don't hesitate.
They are afraid that they have to sit 3 days, or you know, no. like the old days.
No, the old days. No, gone. 1 hour.
Gone. Okay. Well, anything else that we should know about?
Well, if. I hope that Sandra gets a good attendance at Mornington. I'll go along, and it's Mornington Civic Bowling Club.
Yeah, Mornington Civic
Bowling
Club.
Not Mornington on the beach.
At Duns Road in Mornington.
Yes, that's
not on
correctly.
The beach.
No,
it's
not
Duns
on the
Road.
Yes.
And it's 9 o'clock for 9:30 start. Mm-hmm. There'll be a cup of tea there, I'm sure, because the girls at Mornington Civic are very good with the cup of tea. No cheese wheel.
Now, they would like you to take, naturally, your law book, your manual. If you have a manual, when you apply for accreditation or reaccreditation, Bowls Victoria send you a manual.
A very colourful one, too.
Which is the officiating manual. Mm. Now, people are saying about the cost of these. I think a way around this is if each club buys an officiating manual, and then the person doing the certain course can use their manual, and therefore just tick the box that you'll only pay the I haven't got a form in front of me, which is a
well, the club should pay for it for the umpires anyway.
Of course, I believe. I agree. Yes.
It's a bit hard getting money
so
out of the club
sometimes. So if you're going there, take your bowls, and of course wear your bowl shoes
and flat soled.
And of course, flat soled. No ripples in your accredited bowling shoes, and wet weather gear. And spray chalk. And I think Sandra's going to, I didn't speak to her about this, but I think she will. I think she'll demonstrate what's expected of a marker also.
Well, that'll be good.
It's a complete umpire seminar, really.
Well, thanks, Anne, for coming in this morning and getting up so early. I know what it's like. We do it every Saturday morning, don't we, Neil?
Absolutely.
And it's like no one knows what goes on behind the scenes to prepare for a show on a Saturday morning for just 1 hour.
Expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected. And right. So now we'll go for a break, and we'll be listening to who?
Well, our resident correspondent, Michael Stanley, is going to join us after the break. So with all the latest news tapping around in the bowling fraternity. Mm,
and I think it'll be good for Anne to stand by, because I think Michael's going to talk about something very interesting.
Thanks for joining us today, Anne. We wish you all the best with new potential recruits and candidates amongst the umpiring ranks. So thanks for joining us today on Bowls Around the Peninsula.
My pleasure.
We've got our correspondent here at RPP for bowls, everything that's happening in bowls. Michael Stanley, welcome to the program once again, mate.
Good morning, Neil, and good morning to Pammy and Anne as well.
Welcome to Bowling Around the Peninsula, buddy. How are you?
I'm very good, mate. I feel like I'm Rocky Balbino, of whatever his name is today. I'm wild. I'm angry. I'm pumped up. Good morning, Pam. Can't hear you, Pam.
Try again.
Hello, Pam.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, you're there.
I'm here. Yes, did you like that intro?
I love the intro. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, we'll get it better.
No, it's fine. We'll get there. And good morning to Anne. Can you hear me?
Yes, Michael. Yes, I'm listening to you. Yeah, loud and clear.
What are we talking about this morning?
Even though it's pretty cold this morning, I'm hot under the collar.
Oh.
Hot under the collar.
Are you?
Bowl shoes.
Oh, yes.
Crazy. Driving me insane at the moment.
So probably what's happening?
Probably doing Anne and all the umpires' heads in as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm hearing stories around the traps that clubs, forget the Bowls Australia, have approved the ASICS gel ring scorcher and the gel ring hot kitty bowl shoes, which are for those who don't realise what we're talking about, they're the pink ones for the ladies and the blue-topped ASICS shoes for the men. There are clubs now looking, they're going to ban them themselves.
Really?
Now, give me a break, people out there. If you're listening and you run a club, give me a break. If Bowls Australia has approved the shoe, don't try and make up your own rules.
So it's what are they saying, Michael?
They're saying that because the sole is not the traditional flat sole shoe.
Yeah.
But people aren't allowed to wear them on Bowls greens. Well, if Bowls Australia says you can, folks. Clubs, don't try and reinvent the wheel, clubs. Just relax and let people play bowls and stop annoying people and stop pushing people away from the game. We don't need that anymore.
No, well, you've got the list from Bowls Australia.
It's a huge list. There's shoes that are approved from Asics, from Avalon, by Wicklow. There's Comfort Pro, Drake's Pride, Greenmaster, Henslight make bowls shoes. Hunter and Greens make bowls shoes. Taylor make bowls shoes. Even Wilmots make these things called CC Resorts bowl shoes, which I think more of sexy sandals than anything else. But the top of the list is ASIC, Gel Hot Jack, Gel Shepparton, which is an unusual name.
Yes.
And the two which are causing people all the grief in the world, Gel Hot Kitty and Gel Ring Scorcher, which is the pink and the blue ones. They're legal. Trying to invent the wheel. This is ridiculous. Mm. Bowls Australia approved footwear. Goodness me, this is as of July 2015. So, if you run a club and you're starting to get a bit precious about things, drop it. Forget about it. Get out and concentrate on driving your membership up, not driving your membership away.
Michael?
Oh.
Michael?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Are you feeling all right now? You've got that
I'm
off fine. Your chest?
I feel better now.
You feel, that's good. That's good.
I was told to get pumped up about it. I mean, fair dinkum, people. They cost between $129 and $149, depending on which shop you go to.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
They're not cheap, and they are the most comfortable shoes you'd ever meet. The old-fashioned shoes, which I find don't have a lot of cushion effect in them, when you wear those for a long day of bowls, you do feel a bit tight in the legs. These new shoes, I'm lucky enough to have a set of the Gel Ring Scorchers, and they are extraordinarily comfortable and beautiful to bowl in. Righto, that's enough. I'm off the soapbox now. Right. I feel good?
You feel good?
Clubs, leave the umpires alone. Let them do their job of representing what happens in the rule book. Use common sense, which I think that's in there. Isn't that the front line of the book, Anne?
Yes, that's correct. It's the forward of the law book, yes. Yes, and gamesmanship, Michael, gamesmanship comes into this because it's intimidating. If you start to pick on people's clothing or footwear, it's like saying... you're saying that their bowls aren't thing. It's intimidating, and that's in the law book.
Exactly.
Intimidation. So, no, step away from it. The umpires certainly aren't the uniform police, and it's up to the controlling bodies to...
I think the actual ruling in regards to uniforms is actually down to the president of the club.
That is correct, Michael. It's nothing to do with umpires. We've got enough to do with the laws and the other things without getting involved in the politics of the clothing and the footwear.
So there you go, folks. That's it. Drop the subject on bowl shoes. They're legal. ASICS pays a lot of money to Bowls Australia to be one of their major sponsors.
That's right.
They're not going to... Okay. That's it. I'm off the high horse. Now
right.
onto the bowls news.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the bowls news down the FBD. I went onto the website last night.
It's getting better.
And I see that, yeah, the website's good, but I see that the entries in the women's state fours for the FBD was two teams.
Yes.
The FBD men's state fours was five.
Well, brilliant winners, by the way. The people who won that event, they are great people.
Yeah, but Michael, you can't play now. In the region.
No, it doesn't matter, though.
No, but you won the FBD.
The only thing that makes a difference in the world of bowls to me is playing pennant. There you go.
Now,
I'm not going to talk about that anymore. People will realise I've headed back to Fitzroy, Victoria.
Well, your reasons are your reasons, Michael.
Oh, look, I just need to play competitive bowls at a level I enjoy. And as somebody said the other day, I'm probably just slightly overly competitive for the FBD environment.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think they are the words of the wonderful Phil Reed. Stand up, Phil, while you are standing up. Sorry.
Yeah, he's standing up.
Yeah, now, okay, here we go. Pammy, he thinks you and he are best mates. I remember there's something's been going on between you two.
We go back a long way.
Do you?
Phil and I go back a long way.
Must be the only female in bowls that loves Phil.
Yeah, we love Phil. Everyone loves Phil.
Only joking. Now, this week we had the over 60s state finals, which were held at the, I think it was actually Bundoora, I still by memory.
Yes, it was, Bundoora, yeah.
And the representative, oh, by the way, before I go any further, Anne, congratulations on securing one of the finals at the Vic Open just recently. I heard that you were one of the super umpires of the event, and you were granted the was it the mixed final?
No. I did the semi-final of the ladies singles, which was against, and it was like a final, Carla Ogden against Elise Cohen. Yes. And on the next rink was I marked that game. And then on the next rink was Lisa with a young girl from the MCC. And she's took Elise, I think the final score was 21-20. And then...
very competitive.
Fabulous. Absolutely. No, I couldn't stay the last day.
Congratulations on your effort up there.
Thank you. Had a lovely time. Thank you.
So this week, the over 60s, the which is the lion's share of the bowls community, was made their way to Bunbury RSL.
Yes.
The representative from our Peninsula Coastal Bowls region was in the women's, was Pauline Summerhayes, who's PBD, but also originally from part of the Hastings Club. She was, unfortunately, no match for Audrey Heal from Glen Waverley, and she was beaten 21-12. But a great experience, someone like Pauline. I think that would probably be her first time at a state-level event. And that's a great experience for her. And the final, that was the round of 16. That was the first round of the state finals. The winner was a lady called Edna Anderson from Warwick Nabil Golf. She's probably one of those ladies who's probably got her name up at the honour board there about a million times, I'd imagine, at Warwick Nabil Golf. She knocked over Joan Tennant, who is a pretty handy bowler, Ocean Grove. So that was 21-13 in that final. In the men's, we fared a little bit better. We had Mark Stanaway from, again, PBD, but Mount Eliza is his club. And he won his first game, which this is all, by the way, was on Wednesday. He beat Jeff Boyd from Kangaroo Flat 21-19. And any bowler coming out of Bendigo that's capable of making a state final is going to be a good bowler. So well done to Mark on winning that one. Then Mark in his second game, fair to say he probably hit a bit of a brick wall, I think, in the second game. He came up against a guy called Brian Scott from Warrnambool City Memorial, which is actually not correctly the right name, the actual City Memorial Bowls Club from Warrnambool. And Brian won the game 21-6. But he unfortunately didn't make the final, and the final was played between Paul Davies from Wodonga, and he defeated Tom Ristick from MCQ, his next Ivanhoe bowler. I played against Tommy a few times, and Tom's fairly competitive, and Paul Davies won the game 21-17. So it's been a big week for them, and the over-60s will now focus their attention towards the pairs finals, or the pairs event, which will be held at Bairnsdale Golf Bowls Club on December the 9th and 10th. Bowls Victoria has a new sponsor this year for all the over-60s events. It's a company called Akira Dental. And I'd encourage anybody who's having any issues with within their mouth, to get onto the website and look at Akira Dental, because they're actually the doctors there, particularly Rob, is a very good fellow, and they're going to do a great deal of great deals for lawn bowlers. Anyway, the off to Bairnsdale Golf Club, the over-60s men's and ladies pairs, and that'll be December 9 and 10. So we will have a report on that one, I'd imagine, in about 2.5 weeks' time, which would be great. The other one I had for you, sorry, go on. I'm talking all the time.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my goodness, I'm rushing through because you always cut me off so early.
No, we've got a little bit of time, but I want to read the results of the Twilight Bowls. We give you that's important.
One last thing before you do that then. I've got a couple of things, but let me get this one out of the way because it's still Bowls Victoria type news. The Under-25 Singles Championship, which has been generally conducted by the divisional region level, is no longer happening that way. It is now a straight event run by Bowls Victoria. Be conducted on January the 2nd and 3rd at Belmont Bowling Club down there in Geelong. I encourage we haven't had too many down this way in that age bracket, but I know young Frankie Kreswick from down there at Rye is
and
very
I think Dane Gade is another one.
Oh, Dane Gade, another one?
Yes.
He is a great character, Dane. He makes playing bowls entertaining, which is great. Anyway, entries close sometime in the next couple of weeks, generally December the 16th. Anyway, get your entries in quickly. It's on the Bowls Victoria website. You'll get to find your entries on there. So that's our one. The Twilight Pennant drawing to a close. 2 weeks to go till final. Well, two more rounds to go then finals. You get ready about Pammy. I'm with you.
You with me?
I know the Mount Martha ladies are on top.
In actual fact, on the 18th, the 11th. Year-to-date previous. Oh, yeah, Mount Martha on top with Germana. And City of Frankston, Mount Eliza, followed by Coringle, Hastings, Mornington and Blue Hills. That's the ladies.
Yes.
And the men are Hastings, Mornington Civic, Main Ridge is sitting third for a little club, Coringle, and then followed by Rosebud, Mount Martha, Germana, Somerville, Mount Eliza, Mornington, Blue Hills, City of Frankston, Seaford, Frankston RSL, Cranbourne and Ballura.
Interesting one, that one. The top two of the men's section are pretty much locked in.
They are.
Hastings, who's second?
Well, actually, it's Hastings on 73 points with Mornington Civic 71 points and Main Ridge 60, followed by Coringle 57.
Yeah. So well, that one there, I'd say top two are locked away, but the next four sides will fight it out for the last two spots in the finals, in the A final. And then there'll be a B final as well, which is, I think, teams 5-8 as well.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be, I think it's hot off the press, but that's going to be hosted at Mount Martha. What I've been told.
But the finals?
The finals, yeah, will be hosted at Mount Martha. So, and the series has been really fantastic. Been one or two issues with people saying it's a bit too cold at night. Well, that's life, in my opinion. You play bowls, whether the green's great or the green's not great, whether the weather's good or bad. But there is some talk they may be, this is probably in the pipeline, there may be a mixed series going to be conducted possibly in the latter part of summer and early part of autumn.
Oh, I think we like the ladies playing ladies and the men playing men. Thank you.
It's worked out well. It's been nice to be able to be in our sort of single gender environment. But however, there's nothing wrong with mixed bowls. A lot of people don't like it, but I don't have a problem with it, so long as both sides.
Yeah, but you're a male. Well. You're a male, Michael.
Apparently so. People have my questioning on that one, Pammy, but they are. I said, I've got a couple of things to read out. Oh, by the way, sorry, cheerio time. Good morning to Nancy. I know you're out there somewhere.
Yeah, hi, Nancy.
Yes, and anybody else that wants a cheerio. Now, Matt, I've been given two bits of paper which for tournaments coming up at clubs. Sadly, I've lost one of them. So to the people at Somerville Bowling Club, I promise if you give it to me this week, I will read it out next Saturday morning, but which is a fairly big event coming up down there, which is a two-day with some good money in it too, I think. But Mount Martha Bowls Club is having its, we're going to call it the Christmas Turkey Triples, which probably ties in beautifully with each other, doesn't it?
They have that every year.
Well, this is getting bigger this year because they've changed the format. You won't be happy, Pammy. You won't be happy. Thursday, the 10th of December, ladies teams or mixed teams with a lady skipper.
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
Hang on, 9:30 morning tea, 10:30 start. Why is there morning tea at 9:30 and the start at 10:30? It's got me stumped, but never mind.
Because we're pretty relaxed about it.
Three games of seven ends. Entry fee is $36 per team. Please pay on the day. Catered afternoon tea.
Sounds good.
Trust me, the catered afternoon teas at Mount Martha are to die for. They're brilliant. Fun day with great prizes, turkeys, hams, puddings. Dresses, club or bowls, Australian approved uniform, which means you can wear your ASIC shoes.
Good.
RSVP by Thursday the 9th. No, that's a bit late, actually. But no, Mark McInerney from Mount Martha, who would love to hear from. This is magnificent Margaret, the blonde bombshell of the club. 0413-026-256. Just ring the club. Find your handbook, the phone number of the club's in the handbook, and ring and speak to Margaret. There's still a few entries left, and they would love to fill it up over the next few days. Remember, it's Turkey Triples, which means it's three bowlers, ladies team only, or mixed team with a ladies skip.
Thank you,
Michael. Guess where I'm going today. Broadmeadow.
Oh, that'll be nice. Nice trip out there.
Michael Pote and I are driving up together, so I'll be listening to Froggy Doos and the Sting.
Yes.
As we drive along, it'll be beautiful.
Now, I wonder, how do you think this night pennant will go next Friday night at City of Frankston with... City of Frankston playing Mount Eliza under lights.
I'm glad you said it's next Friday night because a lot of people were actually hitting that last night apparently to watch it thinking it was a lot.
No, 27th.
That's all right. Well, some people got it confused with my beautiful wife's birthday, which was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, lovely Pauline. She deserves many medals for being married to me.
We know Friday that, Michael.
We know that. Next week is going to be a cracking night. There was hopes that Mount Martha and Germana might have played a night match couple of weeks ago for Penrith, but in the end it was decided to move it off to next season. Congratulations to City Off and Mount Eliza for showing the initiative to play a night match. Look, I go and watch many of the night matches in Metropolitan Premier League, and they are great nights out. There's a lot of entertainment, a lot of music, a lot of banter amongst the players with the crowd. It's a brilliant night out. I'm hoping that something similar will happen down here. I know we're a little bit more conservative down here on the peninsula, but...
Well, it's pretty noisy at City of Frankston on a Friday night because they have barefoot bowls.
Yes, that's going to add the atmosphere.
And so it'll be mixed in with barefoot bowls and the pennant and the music and the food. There's food there to be purchased. 6:15 for a 6:30 start. Probably go until midnight. Might need a few umpires because they might go to sleep on the job.
Yes, there's a job for Anne, and to prove that Pam is not joking, last night's match between Melbourne and Mentone, which is the top of the table clash in Melbourne Premier League,
great bowlers.
That didn't finish until close to the pumpkin hour.
Who won?
So, Mentone won by a couple of shots, I think, in the end. So great one. But this is going to be great next week. It's a great initiative. These two clubs. I mean, your club, Pam. People in the club think I don't like the club. I just don't like the way some of your people think they are.
Oh, you keep saying that all the time.
Your club is fantastic. Your club is a brilliant club. Well run. Very well run. And so is Mount Eliza, for that matter. This is going to be a cracking night. I really encourage our bowls community down here on the peninsula. You get up to City of Frankston, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, City of Frankston. Yeah.
And support this great event. This is the start of the
new future. This is the inaugural on the peninsula. Yeah, all right, Michael, we have to say goodbye to you.
Sorry about that, because we've got
30 seconds to go before we have to sign off.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a life.
Thanks, Michael.
Have a win.
That was Michael Stanley, our RPP Bowls correspondent.
Well, we have to wind it up now, Neil, and thank you for being here and to Anne for coming in so early this morning and giving us an insight to a reaccreditation, which is very interesting. So I now know that I will reaccredit, even though some people don't want me to be an umpire, but like my husband. Anyway.
Speaking of that, good luck, Sid, for this week.
Yes.
With his surgery. Once again, thanks for listening to Bowling Around the Peninsula.